Representing her country at Sting, the longest-running stage show in Jamaica, has always been the dream of this country's first female dancehall artist, Sita the Lyrical Diva. So, when she got the opportunity in December 2022, she did not back down.
Being booked for Sting in itself seemed surreal. And then being in Jamaica and then having to fully internalize the fact that I have shouldered the responsibility of representing my country in the best light possible while staying true to the genre was a tad mentally taxing. But my encouraging inner voice instead told me that I should think positively and remain confident. And that's the mentality I took to Sting. When I began singing and I got the first round of applause, the first uproar, I was like, yes, Sita, you got this. And my only aim from then on was to finish the performance very strong. And I think I did that successfully.
With her unique style as a Vincentian female dancehall artist, Sita has faced many challenges, but it has never deterred her from the genre and from chasing her dreams.
Some challenges I've had to face as a female in the music industry are 1, acceptance, and 2, respect. When I began doing music years ago, the general dress code for a female artist was a t-shirt and a leggings. I knew from jump that this did not speak to image, and image, of course, is a major staple in the music industry. I decided quite early that I was going to change the face of music in terms of how the female should look, and I did just that. A number of persons were in opposition of what I was bringing to the table, but obviously, if you keep repeating and keep doing you, people would have no other choice but to accept. And I think I've been accepted as somewhat of a fashionista, and people are now, instead of being in opposition, are actually now looking forward to what I'm going to wear to the next stage show. Another obstacle I've had to overcome was respect. A promoter wanted to hire me to perform for 45 minutes and he wanted to pay me $75 EC. I immediately objected, of course, and he was upset and told me that all of the other artists who perform my genre of music would be willing to accept that. And I told him that's not enough. I said my outfit alone is more expensive than how much you're willing to pay. He was upset and he told me I would never reach anywhere in life. I've had to demand more out of promoters, and I think it has a lot to do with me being female. Promoters expect us to be docile and be subservient and accept whatever they give to us, but I'm quite the opposite. And having fought for respect over the years, I think things are better now because people understand that I take my craft seriously.
The dancehall artist, who is the first to represent St. Vincent and the Grenadines at Sting, encourages upcoming artists to put God first.
Best advice I can give to any up-and-coming artist is to have a personal relationship with the Almighty. And I can tell you, everything that I do, I put Him first. I always pray and say, God, guide my step. And I think that's the best advice I can give to anyone. And that is the only place that true confidence comes from. It comes from knowing that I would have placed all my burdens on the all-seeing, the omnipotent, ever-present one. And He would have told me that success comes from Him.
I am Ashisia Sam, reporting for today's special reports.